business on, but it's no use. They're breaking right through. Car's headlights throw an enormous spotlight on the pit where the objects have buried. Now, some of the more daring souls now are venturing near the edge, where the silhouettes stand out against the metal sheen. One man wants to touch the thing. He's having an argument with the policeman. Now, the policeman wins. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Do you hear it? The curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. I'll move the microphone nearer. Here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of the surface.
I say, do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
What do you think? The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial. Not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is smooth and... You can see it's limited.
Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw, and the thing must be hollow. Rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against the mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror, and at least 20 of these bastard men. Let's strike them head on. Oh, there's many in the place. Oh, here's one by the woods of fire. There's gas tanks, tanks of the automobiles spreading everywhere. Coming this way now, about 20 yards by light.
I've just been handed a message that came in from Grover's Mill by telephone. Just one moment, please. At least 40 people, including 6 state troopers, lie dead in a field east of the village of Grover's Mill, their bodies burned and distorted beyond all possible recognition.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars. The battle which took place tonight at Grover's Mill has ended in one of the most startling defeats ever suffered by an army in modern times. 7,000 men armed with rifles and machine guns pitted against a single fighting machine of the invaders from Mars. 120 known survivors. The rest strewn over the battle area from Grover's Mill to Plainsboro, crushed and trampled to death under the metal feet of the monster, or burned to cinders by its heat ray. Martial law prevails throughout New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. At this time, we take you to Washington for a special birthday. Thank you.
with a nation united, courageous, and consecrated to the preservation of human supremacy on this earth. I thank you.
In very special way, the artillery line and the station villages to give you direct reports from the zone of the advancing enemy. First, we take you to the gathering of the 25th Field Artillery, located in the Western Mountains.
32 meters. I'm assuming this. Next to 39 degrees.
39 degrees.
Fire!
Battles of
2 hours, 3 million people have moved out along the north and north. Hutchinson River Parkway is still kept open for local traffic. For districts Long Island, particularly Sam. All communication with Jersey Shore closed 10 minutes ago. No more defenses. Our army is wiped out. Artillery, Air Force, everything wiped out. Station, the bad broadcast.
Captain Thompson and his mentor Jones stated that their ground defense was a great threat, but showing how vulnerable the nation was to panic reactions in the event of war. The group of towns of Britain returns to the first class for all occasions. They came to the best trade in the night, and Papa Dog's pets have been moved throughout the country, and they could be your dog tomorrow. If you haven't seen these pets but no license, or if your license is incorrect or out of date, you are liable to be prosecuted. You could be fined as much as 55. It's just not worth the risk. So call to your post office and buy a license today. Once again, we'd like to wish to say thank you to everyone who supported their fundraising functions during last year, which enabled us organize the busy calendar of events and even bigger functions. For all who were unable to attend the event, they've been asked again to rehearse this week and every week for the third world, the fight against hunger going on. Thank you.
standing between the deadlines, I shall now use the extra strength of the proposal put to you by Dr. Kissinger. Paragraph 6, related to economic aid, is an agreed summary of a longer statement. Number 1, the fees are agreed to the policies released within 2 years. 2, representatives of the division of Mr. Lee's immediacy at a mutually agreed place with African leaders to organize an interim government to sanction and enforce the policy rule of implementation. 3. The interim government is consists of a council of states. Half of these members will be deaf and half white, with a white president without a special vote. The European and African side would nominate their representatives. Expansions will include legislation, union supervisory responsibilities, and supervising cases exhausting the Constitution. The Eastern government would also have a council of ministers with a majority of Africans and an African state minister. For the period of the Muslim government, the ministers of defense and law and order would be cut. The decisions of the Council of Ministers to be taken by